Hello and welcome back to Werk 3, a podcast of the Amazonenwerke, where we talk about careers and family businesses. Amazone is an internationally renowned agricultural machinery producer, founded in 1883 and now led in the fourth generation. As a member of the founding family, I dive deep into the history of the company and interview various employees and colleagues at Amazone to show you the unique opportunities and benefits that a career in a family business has to offer. Over the past 2 years, our German-speaking podcast has provided you with insights into the lives of Amazone employees. We've presented various educational paths and aim to show you how diverse the agricultural machinery industry is, and I believe that we succeeded quite well. So now for the very, very first time, we're excited to collaborate with our dealer from Bulgaria to record the very first English episode. So for this purpose, I am joined today by Plamen Boguev. Welcome.
Thank you, Elena. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here on the podcast.
Hello, Plamen. How are you today? So has Rapid started into the new year very well?
Yes, we have had a very successful start of the year, and we're looking forward to the excellent cooperation we have at Amazone on the Bulgarian market.
Yes, we do as well. So now that we have arrived in 2024, and the first quarter has already passed, we from Amazone, but also from Rapid, have brought so many impressions from the past months, but also from last year that we think are worth to be talked about. So as an explanation for context, for the first time since the pandemic, the Agritechnica took place. So for our listeners' understanding, the Agritechnica is the world's largest exhibition for agricultural products. It basically features all major manufacturers and many startups in the industry, showcasing the latest innovations, and the entire agricultural machinery sector is also represented at that exhibition. So it's very exciting, very big as well, and we can basically see all new innovations presented there at one place. So for us, and also for Rapid, a couple of topics obviously appeared, and we really wanted to collaborate and today have a closer look at the relationship between Amazone and its dealers to get more into detail about our long-term partnership. Yeah, so again, welcome, Plamen. You are the CEO of Rapid in Bulgaria. Also a family-owned business, so an absolute expert on the topic. Could you maybe introduce yourself a bit?
Yes, Elena, thank you once again for having this opportunity to present our company and our business and our country, really. So I'm happy to be here and share my experiences with you, and thank you for the nice introduction as well. Yes, I'm the general manager of a family-owned business. We're about 100 employees and are the official dealer for the brands of Amazone and Klaas for the Bulgarian market, agricultural equipment. I've been on board with this company for the past 20 years. And some time ago, before that, I actually finished my education in Germany from an American university in Heidelberg. And then I had the opportunity to work in several different German companies. And after having collected all these experiences, I came back and started in the family-owned business back in 2004.
Yeah, you have a very interesting career path, also very international. Why did you decide to study in Germany? Did you have personal ties to Germany before working with Amazone?
Yes, my idea was to originally study in the US, and I had this opportunity in the early 90s. Where I went for my first 2 years of education in a university in Iowa. But then at the same time, Rapid started growing and developing its partnerships with Amazone and Klaas. So it was clear to me that at some point, I would want to come back to Europe, specifically go back to Germany, study the language, the culture, and get in touch with the local mentality even, so that one day I can incorporate this in our business when I get back to the family business. So there are many reasons, but the most important one is I wanted to have international exposure and experiences abroad, which definitely broadened my perspective now looking back on it, and helped me not only to learn foreign languages, but to integrate myself fully into the local culture. And I consider really Germany to be my second home in that sense, in that regard. So I'm really, really happy I made that choice at an early age.
Yeah, that is also, I think, a very big step to take to relocate your education to a third country. But yeah, very amazing experience. And you also did stay in Germany, right? What were your first steps after completing your studies?
After graduating with a master's degree in international business and a second degree in marketing and management, I followed through with my first working experiences. I had different internships with different smaller companies before I joined Gardena in Ulm for my first full-time position, where I stayed for 2 years in the export department. And after that, I had experiences at the headquarters of Lidl expansion for Bulgaria, where I stayed for one more year. And then eventually, I decided to come back and start in the family business when I was about 30 years. So I wanted to have this combination of experience abroad, but then to come back early enough to start in the family business and to be able to be useful with my experiences abroad at home.
Yeah, so you did start off your career in two very major German companies, but why did you decide to start your career this way in another company other than your family business?
The main thing is that I wanted to have different perspective and different experiences. And you can only gain this when you're outside of your comfort zone. Of course, the first and natural choice would have been to start in the family-owned business, but then I would have missed on a wonderful opportunity to see other working environments, to see larger corporations, to see how things work there, the processes, how decisions are being made, to just see doing business on a large scale, what it really means on a macroeconomic level, and to see and to think how this could and would have eventually apply to a smaller family-run business back home. So, of course, there's great differences in large corporations, small family-run companies. There's differences in the culture. There's differences in the way business is done in the countries even, but you have to adapt locally. But still, there's a lot of things that can be applied, and I'm doing my best to integrate those experiences, integrate these two cultures, and make the most out of these two different business worlds.
How do you think you can merge there are probably a couple of really big differences between the German and Bulgarian work culture, but how do you try to merge those two work cultures into one at Rapid?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking that. I'm still trying to find the answer after 20 years back in the business. But one thing I can say for sure is that I like a lot of the German working mentality and how Germans apply themselves, how hardworking they are and very focused on pursuing their goals. Extreme organizational talent. I learned a great deal from my experiences in Germany to apply these to stage different events here on a larger scale with customers, opening of our branches, field days, exhibitions, all of these experiences were priceless. They were very valuable, and I'm really happy I had a chance to see with my very eyes how this is done on a large scale, like with these large corporations, to see different processes, to learn even about different software solutions such as SAP, which is now our leading ERP system that we're using here in Bulgaria. We're actually the first company in our sector, in our area, in agricultural equipment that we introduced ERP system SAP. And so, we're really doing some pioneering work in that regard.
Yeah. I mean, that's also one of the benefits from gaining an external perspective and also seeing like different business structures as well, right?
Yes, that's one of the major benefits. Of course, coupled with, learning about processes, learning about, even meeting deadlines is an experience I had to make and I'm trying to transfer here to our local culture and mentality, and which is a challenge sometimes. And even the scale of how business is done, it's just different. It just widens your perspective and it helps you see things that, one day can be very helpful in the local conditions when adapted in the real market situation here in the country. So there was very, very beneficial time. And looking back at it, I say this was one of the best decisions I've made for my professional and career development.
Yeah, that is fantastic to hear. It's also very impressive because you've not only been to several countries, but you've also looked at several industries. So apart from the family business, you first were in with Gardena, and then after you went to Lidl. But apart from the family business, did you have any personal ties to the agricultural machinery industry? Were you very close to your father's business when you were younger?
Yes. Well, my father went on a business trip back in the late 70s to Budapest, to Hungary, on an exhibition. Agricultural machinery was presented there. Klaus was exhibiting their combine portfolio. And this is when I first was literally in touch with these agricultural products. I was only 7 years old at the time. And then back in the early 80s, Bulgaria as a country made a state order with Klaus. And this is how, you know, the brand got introduced into the Bulgarian market. And then after the fall of communism, the change of the systems, late 1989, 1990, our company was started as one of the first businesses in this country. In fact, one of the very first businesses in this country. So I was following along, even though I was abroad for my studies, I was following exactly what was going on here. And I was always in close contact, obviously, with my father. So I knew all along what was going on in the family business. So it was not just random that I ended up being here and feeling really at home at many levels.
Yes. But was it always a plan of yours to join the family business?
Not necessarily. I always had the choice and the option. I could have continued my career, let's say, in Germany or even in the US if I had wanted to. So it was my own conviction, my inner desire to want to come back. I was never pressured by my parents, which is something I truly appreciate now. So it made me, you know, they let me make my own experiences and come to my own conclusions if I wanted to come back, when and how. So there was never any issue with regard to that. So it was my own choice that I made consciously after I felt I had enough experiences abroad to apply them when I get back home.
Yeah, that is great to hear. And since you've now experienced the different business structures, what do you think? I mean, we already talked a little bit about this, but what do you think are the main advantages of working for family business compared to other corporate structures?
I think one major advantage a small family-run business has is that the decisions that one makes, you can see the impact of those decisions a lot faster than in larger corporations. You can apply things more directly to the market or see the outcome, see the results of your very decisions, the good ones and perhaps not the so good ones. You can learn from everything practically. And in larger structures and corporations, it takes time for these different decisions to go through the different departments, different levels of approval. So in a way, when you're in a small company, you're more agile, you're more flexible. You can act quickly to the needs of the market, to the needs of the customers, and you can implement things a lot faster. On the other hand, in large corporations, you have certain processes, you have certain experiences that help you structure. And this is sometimes very difficult in small companies where we have to run after a lot of different tasks all the time. We're always short on staff and always hiring, and we never have enough people for the amount of work we need to accomplish. But at the end of the day, you know, both have advantages and disadvantages. You have to learn to combine the best of these two worlds.
Yeah. And I mean, if you have the experience, if you have looked at both and have experience with both structures, I think it's easier to kind of take the bits and pieces that you want for your own company to integrate into the cultures to have an even better functioning system.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also helping on many other levels. For instance, it's not just about learning the language or the local mentality in the culture, but also the culture of the corporate world, which is obviously a lot different than a small family-run business. Yes. And when you have this experience, when you know how things, and you have to be just more patient sometimes, you know, and persistent over time in order to, you know, achieve your goals. And you have to understand that these larger structures work differently, process differently, decide differently than a business where you have, you know, very direct influence over. And besides, my experience now is different than the one I had, obviously, 20 years ago. So I can see this a little bit differently. But, you know, every step of the way is important. And you can learn from small companies as well as from large corporations. And you can merge, you know, the positives of both of these worlds. This is exactly what I'm trying to do in my family business, to make the best and to serve the customers to the highest possible level, really. That's the main goal.
Yes, absolutely. Very well said. So now maybe looking a little bit closer into the founding of Rapid. You've already mentioned that you were very close with the family and also with your father. But what were the beginnings of Rapid?
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, the company was started back in the 90s as a small family-run business owned by two families. Meanwhile, it's just one family. My family, in this case, that's running the business. But more importantly, we have gone through a number of transformations over the years and have been faced with different challenges that we were able to master and to grow and to continue to be the leading number one company in our segment of the business in the industry, agricultural equipment. So all of these experiences over the years have helped to build the success at the level that we are right now. But this was never going to be possible without the support of our partners and without the know-how from our partners. So it's this close cooperation between us that helps both parties, both sides grow. And I'm very thankful that we have such a fruitful cooperation based on generations that did the right thing at the time. And so we, as the next generation, could follow suit by learning from them and trying to make things better and take them to the next level.
Yeah, that is very well said. I mean, you already said it, the cooperation, the importance of cooperation. And how would you then further describe the working relationship between Amazon and Rapid?
It's a very close working relationship, proven over the years. We have very many successful stories to look back upon. We have a lot of happy customers we're serving in the whole of Bulgaria. We work very closely with all the different departments at Amazon, whether it's the sales department, service, or spare parts, with the management. We create a lot of things together. We organize events together. We bring customers to the factories in Germany or to the fair at Agritechnica, which you talked about and we'll mention shortly one more time. So there are benefits in both ways. And then it's this close cooperation and exchange, and particularly hearing the customer's voice and the customer's needs. This is where we can, you know, serve. We're the medium to give this information in a structured way back to Amazon and to work with. And so when you listen to this feedback, you can improve on your technologies, your machines, you know, you can adapt them to the local conditions, and you can become even more successful. And this is exactly the role we have in the middle, to mediate in both directions.
Yeah, that is a very vital role for our industry, especially as Amazone, as a manufacturer, is so dependent on this working relationship and also having these personal ties to have the direct access to customers and basically have the very first opinion of the products. And I mean, you also have a very important role in placing the products and kind of evaluating the success of the machineries, right?
Correct. We're not only introducing the new products, but we're listening to the customer's feedback. In fact, we had recently visits from product management from Amazon last year to see how the new pre-sale series is doing, and we're doing quite well here. We're able to sell one quarter of the Amazon production of the pre-sale 12,000 trail series during Corona times. So it was a very successful introduction into the market. And so, of course, the product manager at Amazon naturally would be interested what made this product so successful to even incorporate some new ideas and even make it even more successful worldwide on the one hand side. And on the other hand side, of course, we have the direct experience with organizing, like I said, customer visits, exhibitions, field days, or attending Agritechnica in Germany. So all of it together, when you put it together as a package, is when you see that success doesn't come from nothing. It comes from years of cooperation, collaboration, and integrated effort. And then, of course, listening to the feedback from the market and making sure we really, really hear the customer, what he has to say, he or she has to say, and to give ideas, you know, what can be improved, how it can be improved. It's a constant process. We should never forget that we all live for our customers. This is our philosophy. This is what we learn from you. And we're doing our best to apply it to the local conditions, of course, and to be there to serve the customer's needs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think, especially for this communication exchange, it's very important to keep the conversation honest and direct. And so I think it's also a great effort from both companies to have a very close personal relationship and also meet in person. As you already mentioned, we met at Agritechnica. I mean, we've met before, but we finally met in person at Agritechnica. We were able to, I think it's different being able to exchange in person. My parents came to the inauguration of your
headquarters. Yes,
imported in Sofia. So,
yeah, what was your impression, or what they were sharing with you after their visit here? What did they see? What did they like about the country, the people, the customers? What kind of impressions did they bring back to Germany after their trip last year?
Yeah, I mean, that is a very good question. I also find it quite refreshing that I'm being the one that is being asked the questions now. Usually it's the other way around, but I like it. So thank you very much. I talked to my parents. They reported back to me because I couldn't be there myself. But the visit took place on the occasion of the inauguration of your new branch in Sofia. So they were very impressed by their visit to Bulgaria. So on the one hand, it is obviously a very beautiful and attractive country for tourists, but it's also impressive to see how significantly the country has changed and developed in recent years. So it was great to see to see Rapid, but it was also, I think, more about the employees who are so dedicated to the companies and the products. It was just really, really amazing to see and just to feel the enthusiasm kind of proves is worth all this hard work and kind of, proves that we're doing, that Rapid and Amazone together are doing the right thing. And my parents are also visited agricultural farms, and so they were able to see for themselves that the agriculture in general in Bulgaria hold a very high importance. So I think you can
I can underscore this 100%. I can confirm this is one of the most important areas of business in Bulgaria, one of the pillars of the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's also a bit different to Germany because these farms, they operate on very large areas. The soils and climate provide excellent conditions, which of course mean that modern technology can be used to its full potential. And this overall implies that agriculture in Bulgaria has great potential and shows very, very optimistic potential for future growth. So I think that was a very positive experience for both my parents.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I want to extend the invitation to you and your brother to come and visit and see for yourself, you know, whenever you're available.
That is very kind. Yes.
Experiences. And really to see the country, to see agriculture, and to talk to Amazone customers and see what they say about your
product. Absolutely. I've never been to Bulgaria. I would would definitely love to come.
Yes, feel free.
Yeah. So as already mentioned, the relationship between Amazon and Rapid is very close. And we already talked a little bit about that Agritechnica. So as a brief explanation again for our listeners, Agritechnica is the world's largest agricultural exhibition. So Amazone, as one of the major manufacturers in the world, is obviously also represented. But what is Rapid's role as a dealer at Agritechnica?
Yeah, thank you for this question. It's a very interesting one. Our role is a bit different than a company who is exhibiting or a larger manufacturer such as Amazone. Our role is to come and see the innovations that are taking place and also to meet with our customers at your stand, at your booth, and explain the differences, the new technologies, where agriculture in general is headed. And of course, we always do this with the support of your local team, product managers, who explains to us all the new products and how can they potentially be of use to our customers, adapted to the local conditions, if they're suitable at all. Because obviously Amazon has a large portfolio of products. Not all of them can be used on the Bulgarian market, but the ones that are applicable, of course, we explain in great detail. So there's a lot of exchange of information between our product manager for Amazon and the product managers at Amazon. There's also the opportunity to see the new technologies for the coming years, not just what's available now currently. Yeah. Not all of the machines that are exhibited can be bought immediately. Some of them are concepts that will be coming to life in the future, in the next several years. So we can all see where the future of agriculture is headed. And it's headed in the direction of innovations, new technologies, saving energy, optimization, and using a lot more electronics and becoming independent, you know. All of this is the future of agriculture. And you can see this firsthand, whether at Amazonia class or other exhibitors. And that's what we are there for.
Absolutely. I also think that is an aspect of the Agritechnica that people that are not as close to agriculture would know about, but there's innovation aspect. So even people who are interested in innovation and autonomy and just like innovating digital industry, I think that is a very interesting exhibition to visit. So for the future, maybe one or the other listener would consider joining Agritechnica to maybe also learn something new about agriculture. I think that's also a great place. I learn something every year I'm there. Like every time I'm there, it's really amazing and great experience.
Yes, digital is there already today. We all know it. We all use it all the time. But Agritechnica is the place to see where the latest digital technologies apply when it comes to agricultural equipment, its use, its efficiency, and becoming more friendly for the end user, for the farmer. The main goal of reducing costs and increasing productivity. Yeah. And this is the place to go and visit and to learn of the latest tendencies in this very innovative industry.
Do you maybe have one particular example of an innovation that you saw at Agritechnica that could be very meaningful for the Bulgarian market?
Yeah, we saw the future generation of tractors, Xerion, that are working independently in the fields. And we already have a customer in Bulgaria who's interested. We shot him a video from it. And so this is really the future now. We're happy that we can use these occasions to show something in person rather than just on YouTube or talk about it, because then you obviously get a different level of excitement. And especially the emphasis on driving without a driver or just operating remotely. And, you know, up until a few years ago, this looked incredible or maybe like magic. These days, it's becoming more the reality. And, we're working towards these ends. And I'm sure we will be introducing more and more innovations in the Bulgarian market from both the companies that we work with. And we're happy to do so.
Yeah, I think we have a bright future ahead of us. So you are basically an expert on family businesses. You have, you are CEO of your own family business, but you have also gained so much experiences. So in our German podcast, we have these two questions, two general questions that we basically ask every guest on the podcast. So I would like to ask them to you too. So the first one is, what is for you the key ingredient of a family business?
I think the key ingredient is to have the passion for what you do and why, to know the answer to the question why you do it, because it takes a lot of time and effort and dedication day after day, year after year, to do this over and over again, to reinvent yourself. But you really have to have your reasons why you want to do it, not just because you want to follow in the family tradition or because your family asks you to. It has to be a deep level of inner conviction and knowingness that this is what you want to do. For me personally, I always wanted to develop and grow as an entrepreneur. So it was a natural choice, albeit it was a choice that I didn't really know what it would mean when I first made that choice. Now looking back, I know exactly what it takes, but I do it with a lot of joy, with a lot of passion, and it makes for a great experience, and the process of learning and growing never ends. But you have to have fun with it. And then when you have fun with it, you can be successful no matter what kind of business you're in. You have to really want to do it. And then success is only a matter of time.
Yeah, that is very encouraging to hear. And what aspects of your job are the ones that bring you so much joy?
I think the creativity part is what really brings me joy and what I thrive on. There's a lot of things that need to be, or a lot of issues, a lot of challenges that need to be resolved. And when you're creative, you can find many different ways to solve them, to resolve them, and to continue to grow and become stronger. Now, whether it's the implementation of a new ERP system or a new CRM software, or opening of a new branch, or establishing or even enlarging the presence of a certain established brand in the market, it all requires time and effort. But when you do it with creativity, when you have fun with it every day, ultimately you will always be successful. So that's what I find pleasure in. And to combine this with my favorite part of the job, which is just helping people grow and motivating others to be successful, then it's like the reward, the ultimate reward for one's efforts.
That sounds really fantastic. I'm very happy that you find this joy in what you do, and you can definitely be very, very proud of what Rapid has achieved in the past year. It's very, very impressive.
Thank you. Vice versa, you can also be very proud of your very own achievements at Amazon and all these five generations now that have made the company so successful. And we're extremely happy to be your partners, and we'll continue to do our best to increase our presence in the market and to have this image of an innovative, dynamic duo, which introduces the best of technologies for our customers, the farmers, which is the ultimate goal.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, you already said it. We've been at this for a long time, and I think it's so important to continuously grow and continuously reach for these new purpose to kind of, to adapt what is happening in the world and really, really find for you the purpose of what you're doing. So that was very, very great. Yeah. I think you also have a question for me at this part, if I understood correctly.
Yes. So my question to you would be, how do you see over time your role, yours and your brother's, maybe as a fifth generation managers at Amazon? Have you thought about it? Do you want to start in the family-owned business, or do you pursue other career paths? Have you thought about it at all? What's your view?
Yeah, so maybe just as an information for the listeners, I did consult with my brother. So I think I can, at this point, I can speak for both of us on this. But to get back to your question, I think both my brother and I, we grew up closely with the family business. And obviously, that has also naturally led to a strong connection with the company, especially on an emotional level. So knowing how much tradition and also family history are embedded in Amazone is something very special. So my grandfather, my father, but also the generations before that that I didn't even get to know personally. I think it just ties you to this aspect of your family history in a different way, but definitely in a good way. So I think it's just something that is very, very close to our hearts as we grew up, and in a very positive light as well. So there's definitely this connection. As for our roles in the company, both my brother and I, we have just completed our education. So Philip finished his last September, and I've actually just completed my master's. So
congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. And at this point in our careers, I think it's important to both of us to first gain experience outside of Amazone. I mean, you yourself have benefited a lot from your experience.
Yes, tremendously. Very much so.
So it's also for me a very encouraging to hear that you gained so much positive experiences from your decision. And it's also reaffirming our decision as well to first look at other companies, learn different company structures, different industries, and kind of take that all in. Mm. And we definitely do feel a strong connection to Amazone. During our studies, both of us also worked there. Philip, for example, did his master thesis together with Amazone, and I did a working student job during my master's. So we definitely stay in touch with colleagues and also, of course, through the family. Mm-hmm. However, as like fixed roles, I think we have to say we'll see what the future holds. So for now, we are kind of extending our wings in other areas.
Well, in any case, we want to wish you the best of luck, no matter what career path you choose to pursue, each one of you separately. And we will support you. And we will always be there for the brand of Amazone. And we'll be more than happy to collaborate with you as the fifth generation at Amazone as well for the future.
Yeah, that is very, very nice to hear. And also, my brother and I were very close. We have a very close relationship. We also work together very well. So we'll see. But it's definitely in the range of possibilities.
Yeah, it's one of the options.
Let's say it that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so, I'm sure your parents will be glad to hear that it's now on record.
Oh yeah, I think they have it. They have it on record before that as well. So. Yeah. So at this point, I want to thank you very much, Plamond. We have now reached the end of our very special episode.
Thank you so much for having me, Elena. Yeah, it was great fun and pleasure to be here on the call with you.
Yeah, thank you. For me as well. I got a lot of great new insights. So thank you so much. And I really wish the best to you. I think we'll keep in touch, though.
Yes, definitely. Until we speak again. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
So to all the German speakers, if you are interested and you would like to know more about the history of Amazone, as told by my grandfather himself, or if you're also just interested in different career path at a family business, feel welcome to check out Werk 3 or Werk 3 on your music streaming apps or our website. We will link it below in the description box so you can find it easier. So again, thank you, Plamen.
Thank you.
Hopefully, you will hear each other soon.
Yes, and we'll definitely stay in touch.
Yes, for this episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.